Hello everyone, it's Sebastian here from SocialAnxietySolutions.com. As I promised in the interview with Lindsay Kenny on Blog Talk Radio, I have an exercise for you, which is basically step four, and it's high self-esteem on steroids. So this exercise is best done when you have done the previous three steps I spoke of in the interview. However, even without these steps, it will still do wonders for your self-esteem and for your thinking patterns. We do this exercise, which is basically the changing of your automatic negative thinking to positive automatic thinking with tapping, because we're often very attached to our thinking patterns. You know, we're very set in our ways, and so are our thinking patterns. They're repetitive and they're habitual. And while the three steps I spoke of in the interview will automatically cause you to be a lot more positive and optimistic and will cause your thinking already to be a lot more positive, the following exercise will solidify your high self-esteem and make your thinking positive by default. So this way you'll start to think in opportunities instead of obstacles. You know, and hey, what would that do for the quality of your life? Alright, so let's get into it. Here's the exercise. Every day, for roughly a month, sit down for 10 to 30 minutes every day. And during that time, you write down all the negative thoughts you are having, anything you can come up with. You write that down on the left side of the page. Actually, I also would advise you to bring a journal. Bring that with you every day, and as you notice yourself being negative, if you catch yourself in the act of thinking negatively, write it down in your journal. And once you sit down to do this exercise, write down all the negative thoughts you had. So you write that down on the left-hand side of the page. On the right-hand side of the page, you write down the positive thought or belief you want to have instead. And then you're going to tap on that using a simple choice statement from Patricia Carrington. So you're going to change the negative thought to a positive thought. It's really simple. It basically goes like this. You start out tapping on your karate chop point, and then you say, even though, and then you fill in the negative thought, and then you say, I choose, and then you fill in the positive thought that you now want to believe. Okay, so say that, for example, your negative thought is, I'm probably going to mess this up. And your new positive thought is, I trust myself and believe it will be easy. Then the tapping would be something like this. Even though I'm probably going to mess this up, I choose to trust in myself and believe it will be easy. And we're going to do that three times on the karate chop point. So two more times. Even though I'm probably going to mess this up, I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. And last time. Even though I'm probably going to mess this up, I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Good. And then we tap one round on the negative thought. So beginning of the eyebrows, I'm probably going to mess this up. Side of the eyes, I'm probably going to mess this up. Under the eyes, I'm probably going to mess this up. Under the nose and chin at the same time, I'm probably going to mess this up. And then on the collarbone, I'm probably going to mess this up. Under the arms, I'm probably going to mess this up. On the liver point, I'm probably going to mess this up. On the wrist point, I'm probably going to mess this up. And on the top of the head, I'm probably going to mess this up. And then on the beginning of the eyebrows, the whole new round is going to be your choose statement. Yeah, this is a basic choices method from Patricia Carrington. So beginning of the eyebrows. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Side of the eyes. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Under the eyes. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. under the nose. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Under chin. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Under collarbone. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Under the arms. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. On the liver point. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. On the wrist point. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. On the top of the head. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Okay, and then the third round, you're going to alternate. So we'll start out with the negative. So beginning of the eyebrow, I'm probably going to mess this up. And then on the side of the eyes, I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy under the eyes. I'm probably going to mess this up under the nose. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy on the chin. I'm probably going to mess this up on the collarbone. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy under the arms. I'm probably going to mess this up on the liver point. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy on the wrist point. I'm probably going to mess this up on the top of that. I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. Good. Now you take a breath. And then you go on to the next negative thought you have that you want to turn into a positive one. Now, each and every thought, changing it into a positive one, going through this choice statement, takes roughly 1 to 2 minutes. So if you do, let's just say 10 a day, then you systematically get rid of those negative thoughts. Because what happens is when you have that repetitive negative thought that you have a lot, it will now get linked to a positive thought. So when you now get into the I'm probably going to mess this up thought, it changes to I choose to trust myself and believe it will be easy. So your thinking basically automatically becomes positive. Now if you're after doing this for a while, 21 days, roughly a month, you'll start to form new neural pathways. And these will replace your automatic negative thinking to automatic positive thinking, which is, you know, really, really powerful and will change your life. Okay. I hope this is useful. If you have any questions, you can contact me via www.socialanxietysolutions.com/contact.html. Hope this has been helpful for you. And if you're interested, keep an eye out for my EFT-based high self-esteem program that will be coming out in the month of February or March 2011. All the best. Bye-bye.